I hope we think about that. That's the only agency that is invested in us remaining as children, truly, okay? That sort of outs them right there, among other things. We are here to have love fill every part of us. This is called growing up. But Paul found that members of a congregation that he devoted himself to had become riven with divisions. People who had once celebrated him, who had embraced love as their ruler, were being provoked to discord. This, of course, is what agents do. And I think we can safely assume, and we'll see that clearly Paul does too, paid agents of the state had infiltrated this group, were working against him. Yet, why should that matter? Should that tactic be effective with those who have separated? He's forced to reevaluate and consider the gap between their words and their acts. Why is it that the faith they expressed didn't last? Quoting Paul from Ephesians 4, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitted, joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.